Chapter 3. Superman grew out of our feelings about life. This tremendous feeling of compassion that Joe and I had for the downtrodden. Jerry Siegel, co-creator of Superman. 1. I didn't go to Manny's trial. Why should I have? I wasn't his friend. I was in America at the time, getting over Chloe and trying to interest the New Yorker in my cartoons. Absurd. I should have been in San Francisco talking to the publishers of Zap. I had known about the underground comic revolution since my student days and had even ripped off some early Robert Crumb for a Ragweek publication. Whatever contradictions fueled, or at this time failed to fuel, my cartooning, I would have been better throwing in my lot with overt rudery and dysfunction rather than trying to gain acceptance from the effete mob that ran the New Yorker. But I was an English Jew. That was my dysfunction. And somehow English Jews have had all the rudery squeezed out of them. My only contact with the New Yorker was Yolanda Eitinger, a fact-checker with no sense of the ridiculous, who had once been married to someone I'd palled out with at art college. A bigamist. Not Yolanda, the man she thought she'd married. When Yolanda found out the truth, she returned to New York, combed her hair down in front of her face, doubled the thickness of her lenses, and fact-checked the life out of every piece that landed on her desk. "I've got a portfolio of funnies with me," I told her over the phone, "but I'm not bringing them in if you're going to set about checking their veracity." "Well, cartoons aren't my department," she told me, meaning she would if she could. Yolanda was what we call a facrimpter, a sourpuss. Try any sort of play in the company of Yolanda and she turned so nervous, sometimes going as far as to shield her face with her arm, she made you feel you'd opened a window and let a bat in. Even over the phone you could hear her covering her head. But at least she honoured our old connection by fixing me an introduction to a junior editor, who, like so many New Yorkers in the arts, got his dress sense from the novels of Ivy Compton Burnett. Irving, he was called. Mellifluously spoken, overshaved, and in the custody of his polka dot.